Order.
More questions for the government about the establishment of a model farm in a desert in Saudi Arabia, beginning with the Minister of Primary Industries, Nathan Guy, admitting that the high death rate among lambs on the farm could be the result of a sandstorm. Mr. Guy made the admission while defending his ministry's spending estimates at a meeting of the Primary Production Committee, which led to questions in the chamber to his colleague, the Minister of Trade, Tim Grosser, from Labour's spokesman for trade and export growth, David Parker.
Is the reason the Minister for Primary Industries was blindsided by this news yesterday and said at Select Committee today the lambs may have died in a sandstorm?
Oh, what?
Because neither MFAT nor NZTE properly informed the Minister for Primary Industries about this debacle.
David Parker's criticism of MFAT, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and NZTE, New Zealand Trade and Enterprise, was rejected by Mr. Grosser.
Mr. Speaker, I do not know precisely what the circumstances of it are, and nor would any minister, because these are operational matters. We're informed of the broad nature of the agreement. And it's up to the people who are responsible for detailed matters. It is not the responsibility of the Minister of Primary Industry to be hot-footing it up to a Saudi farm to find out precisely what happened.
Go!
Order. Order.
Well, given that the
Order.
Minister for Primary Industry...
I haven't yet called the member.
Supplementary, Mr. Speaker.
Supplementary question, the Honourable...
Well, given that the Minister for Primary Industries has hot-footed it up to there, when will he release the report on why some 70% of the lambs died and show whether it was due to starvation, scours or a sandstorm?
The Honourable Tim Grosser.
Mr. Speaker, we could debate the terms of this hot-footing. I think the Minister has visited the Saudi farm, but it was not to give veterinary advice to the Saudis. As far as the report is concerned, actually I'm not advised where that report stands and whether or not it's commercially confidential.
David Parker had another question for Mr. Grosser.
Why has the government spent millions on a farm in a desert on the other side of the world where the vast majority of the New Zealand lambs have died?
Honourable Tim Grosser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let us be very clear about this. The New Zealand lambs are the breeding stock we exported, consistent with the tens of thousands of breeding stock that both the previous Labor-led government and this government have seen on their watch. What happens to the progeny and successive generations of those breeding stock is not a matter of responsibility of the New Zealand government, and it would be literally absurd to suggest that it was.
Trade Minister Tim Grosser. Now from the Chamber to the committee rooms in this report from Rhys Lyon.
The Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee spent part of the morning hearing evidence on two separate petitions. The first, signed by over 3,000 people, calls on the government to recognise Christian minority groups in Syria as high-risk refugees and was presented by its sponsor, Peter McKenzie.
The Office of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, UNHCR, does classify 10% of refugees from Syria and Iraq as vulnerable, and people in this category are given a higher priority. But at this stage, Christians in Syria are not recognised as coming into this category and have no priority. That is a concern to us.
Mr. McKenzie explained why.
There has been, and it's well documented, systematic destruction of Christian churches, of their way of life, and deliberate ethnic cleansing. That's all you can call it, on the part of ISIS in the areas that it controls.
Mr. McKenzie called on New Zealand to make the most of its seat on the UN Security Council.
New Zealand has a voice now in setting policy in relation to matters of significance such as this. And so our submission is to urge the ministry to be proactive in this area, to recognise reality and to do something for this vulnerable community.
Peter McKenzie with that petition. And the other item of business before the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee was a petition in the name of Council of Trade Unions President Helen Kelly, calling for full transparency over the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. The committee heard from Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Trade and Economic Group Deputy Secretary David Walker, who gave an update on the trade agreement's passage in the United States after the House of Congress stalled progress on it.
So the House leadership, as we understand it, is now looking to see how they can
address that so that the president can have that bill. But as of now, it's not entirely clear how that is going to happen. We understand, though, that they are working very hard at trying to make that happen and make it happen as quickly as possible.
Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Trade and Economic Group Deputy Secretary David Walker.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.